Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Okay, 02138.
Easy. Cambridge.
Oh, spot on. 02304.
Brockton.
Nice. 02493.
Weston.
And 01821?
Billerica.
Oh, impressive, Anthony!
That's what my script says, Meghna.
Well, okay, so there's a reason why I was quizzing you on the numbers, other than to prove to the world that we were going to make you out to be a Massachusetts zip code savant.
Which I am, of course.
And that is, that, you know, so demographers and data miners will tell you that zip codes are very strongly correlated to a number of interesting things that tell us a lot about how we live.
Such as our income, our education levels, and the values of the homes we own.
Exactly. So it turns out that zip codes are also a powerful indicator of how much healthcare we consume and how expensive we are as patients.
And this is a new finding in a report from Attorney General Martha Coakley.
Yep. And what she found out is that there are dramatic differences between, let's say, 02482.
Wellesley.
Mm-hmm. And 02169.
Quincy.
Basically, residents in one community are subsidizing the healthcare costs of the other. But which is which? That is really the question.
And so we turn to Rachel Zimmerman for the answer. She's co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. To help us understand, Rachel started off with an example, albeit a fictional one, but it's an illustrative one.
And these, of course, are totally overgeneralized stereotypes. But let's say there's a mom from Wellesley. Let's say her husband earns a six-figure income. She gets a call that her kid got hit by another kid while playing soccer. The school nurse says the kid's okay, maybe the child should be watched for 24 hours, but the mother's kind of nervous, and let's say she's been reading about sports-related head injuries in the news, and she doesn't want to go to her local hospital, Newton Wellesley. She wants a consult from Children's Hospital in downtown Boston. She calls the pediatrician like 10 times in an hour to try to get this referral, and he finally says, okay, fine, go to Children's. So let's compare that to a father in Quincy who gets a call at work that his son is hurt during a basketball game. Again, the school nurse thinks he's fine. The father probably won't leave work to rush down to school, or if he does, maybe
he might not be able to leave work.
He may not be able to leave work, but let's say he does. He's certainly not going to schlep the kid downtown to Children's. He's going to go to his local hospital, which is Quincy Hospital. So the problem is that the prices at Children's Hospital are far higher than at Quincy Hospital. And so it's not only that the richer people are demanding more and going to the pricier hospitals. Because health insurance premiums are basically the same for the poorer family and the richer family, if you're working at a company, the highest paid person at the company and the lowest paid are basically paying the same in premiums.
The same dollar value.
Correct. Right. What the AG concludes is that the poorer folks are essentially subsidizing the wealthier families and their higher cost care.
Wow. Rachel, this is quite amazing, and this is what I think the biggest sort of eye-opener was for me in your reporting on what the AG uncovered, is that it seems like there's a healthcare triple whammy here. One is that people in more affluent zip codes in Massachusetts are just demanding more services, right? Two, they're going to the hospitals and doctors that are charging more for the same services. And three, as you just said, basically for working people, since everybody pays roughly the same dollar value in their premiums, for working people, it's just a much larger percentage of their overall income.
That's right.
That's going to, as the Attorney General put it, subsidize healthcare services for more affluent people.
That's right. And you know, there's sort of this vague stereotype that if you're poor, you're sicker, you don't take care of yourself, you're using the healthcare system, perhaps even abusing the healthcare system and costing more money. But in fact, what the Attorney General found is the opposite.
But Rachel, I can imagine that there are some listeners out there who are thinking, well, when push comes to shove and I need really specialized care, I want to be able to go to Children's Hospital because that's where the best doctors are, say, for surgeries that I can't get elsewhere.
That's a completely legitimate feeling. I was actually talking to a friend of mine who's 9-year-old daughter had emergency brain surgery at Children's Hospital last year, and she was saying, thank God Children's Hospital is in our backyard here in town. You know, this is not a black and white issue. It's complex, and there are subtleties. And one is that for certain care, you want Children's Hospital and the expertise they bring. The question is, for more routine types of care, do you need to go to these high-priced, specialized hospitals every time?
So, Rachel, has Martha Coakley suggested any fixes for this problem?
The Attorney General has consistently stated that the market is currently dysfunctional. And she said that at hearings, which began yesterday, these state hearings on controlling health care costs, they're being held all week at Bunker Hill Community College to try to figure out how to get a handle on these rising costs in the state. So, you know, she talked about market distortions, and one possible solution, she said, if the market doesn't fix itself, which so far it hasn't, is to legislate some government intervention, and that might include new regulations, it might include caps on the cost of health care.
So just to be clear, I mean, the government already has some influence over certain classes of premiums and how much they can go up every year. But what's being proposed possibly is government regulation over the actual prices that are charged for healthcare services.
That's correct. So there are a lot of attempts and discussions going on this week about how to fix the market imbalance. So far, no clear solutions.
Well, and especially since, as you've reported, that the Attorney General is saying is that imbalance is hitting working people especially hard.
Correct. And what everybody's talking about is they don't want that imbalance ossified or burnt into any new system that is developed through new legislation. And the governor's talking about legislation to control costs by the fall. So that's a pretty short timeline for fixing this imbalance. But of course, this is not a new problem. This has been going on for some time.
Well, Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure, Meghna. Thank you.
There's a link to Rachel's coverage of this issue at our website, radioboston.org.
And coming up after the break,
clearly Wigglesworth does not think highly of his unnatural filthy lust.
Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.